Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, the only radio station dedicated to news for and about the federal government and government contractors. Find us at federalnewsradio.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. God, I love Saturday mornings because I get to do this radio show, and then normally I get to go have breakfast somewhere. However, this morning I have a packed patient list in the office because next week I'm departing for a couple of weeks vacation. This is going to be the third show on cardiac risk factors. If you've been listening to this show the last 2 weeks, we covered cardiac risk factors in general, and now I'm going to start to hone in on one or two of them. You can listen to the entire trio of shows by going to federalnewsradio.com. You can search for the show Wellness DC and listen to the past episodes. You can also access them via my website, giannottoclinic.com, giannottoclinic.com, anytime that you wish. And it would be good to review the three of them. These are three important shows. But before we begin on the magical cardiac risk factor that I'm going to hone in on today, I want to make a pitch for the Giannotto Clinic Facebook page. We created a lot of controversy the past couple of days with some of the posts that I put on there. And I write all of these posts myself between 3:30 and 4 in the morning. Yes, you heard me correctly. 3:30 and 4 in the morning. I'm an insomniac. And every day, Monday through Friday, I write a different post. And if you go to Giannotto Clinic on Facebook, look at the posts for Thursday and Friday. Thursdays was about wheat consumption, and Fridays was about protein consumption. I have gotten a lot of emails, phone calls, and comments from these things, and I think that you'll benefit. These are just no-nonsense approaches to the things we talk about every day in the clinic and every Saturday on the radio. So I would be much obliged if you went and checked it out. So what is our topic today? Andrew tried to get it out of me. He thought I was going to talk about saturated fat, but now, it's too easy. We're going to talk about something called, are you ready? Homocysteine. Homocysteine. H-O-M-O-C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. Why, you may ask? Well, you know what? We're finding more and more, again, research done 2010 through 2013, that this is a more reliable predictor of heart disease than cholesterol or any of the lipids that we talked about. Homocysteine is important. It's an intermediate substance that builds up in the body, and it's a necessary substance because when the chemical reactions proceed as they should, it is converted into something that we need, and we'll get into that later. But homocysteine is an amino acid metabolite. Okay. A metabolite is something that results from the breakdown of something else. All right. It is created naturally in the body from the breakdown of the amino acid methionine. Now, methionine, you may have heard of it. It's an amino acid that we call an essential amino acid. The body cannot make it itself. We need to provide the body with methionine. And little do you know that you probably do so every day, because methionine is a major component of animal protein. So anytime you eat meats, anytime you eat dairy, you're eating methionine. And again, it is necessary because methionine is needed in order to make two of the most important antioxidants that our body has. And if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, every disease that manifests itself after the age of 40, the chronic diseases of aging are all due to oxidative stress, meaning an imbalance of oxidants and antioxidants. So you create an oxidative stress, which creates an inflammation, which creates the disease. And the number one mediator of all of this is nutrition. We've been trying to hammer that point home time and time and time again. So no matter what I tell you today, it all goes back to what you put in your mouth. And every time you put something in your mouth, remember what I told you. It's either going to have a good effect or it's going to have a bad effect. And knowing the habits of people like I do, most of you are exerting bad effects on your body. So anyway, methionine is ingested. It's converted into homocysteine. And then the homocysteine is converted into cysteine and glutathione. Glutathione is the mother of all antioxidants in the body. We need glutathione. It is like the chairman of the chiefs of staffs, of the joint chiefs of staffs, okay? It really, really, its job is to protect us. And you want the cysteine and you'll want the glutathione. The problem is, in order to convert homocysteine into those antioxidants, you need adequate amounts of vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and folate, folic acid. And the problem is that most Americans nutritionally don't have enough. And we'll get into that. So the conversion of homocysteine is controlled by enzyme systems that require B6, B12, and folate. And when present in small amounts, homocysteine is very harmless, okay, because it's not going to stay there for very long. So you have a little homocysteine, B6, B12, folic acid, run a chemical reaction which convert it into cysteine and glutathione, which are your protective antioxidants. So it's harmless in small amounts. But if you ingest excess methionine and you have inadequate levels of B6, B12, and folate, now think about that scenario. It's in most of you right now because you're ingesting a lot of animal protein. I can bet on it. You're ingesting a lot of dairy and ice cream. I can bet on it. And nutritionally, you're probably depleted of vitamin B6, B12, and folate because you don't like to eat your green leafy vegetables. Well, then the homocysteine starts to build up, okay, because you don't have enough of the enzymes to make it go to cysteine and glutathione. And when it builds up, it becomes toxic to the body. This is the problem right here. Toxicity of homocysteine is expressed by plaque buildup in the arteries. It facilitates plaque buildup in the arteries. And because of that, all of you with elevated homocysteine levels will enjoy an increased incidence of stroke, coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, and peripheral vascular disease. Not a nice way to spend the last 40 or 50 years of your life. All right? Important. Remember, when it accumulates, it's toxic, and its toxicity is expressed in the form of plaque. And this plaque increases your incidence of stroke, coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, and peripheral vascular disease. And you know, this is so important. This goes beyond cholesterol, which is an unreliable predictor of heart disease these days, and we've covered that topic ad nauseum. Homocysteine needs to be checked in each and every one of us, and a lot of physicians really aren't doing this, okay, because they haven't caught on to the literature yet. This is new stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. This is important stuff, okay? The data to support this is so strong that elevated homocysteine, which is also called hyperhomocysteinemia. Sounds like a long name, but hyper means elevated or a lot of. Homocysteine is the compound, and emia means in the blood. So hyperhomocysteinemia, a lot of homocysteine in the blood, is now considered a major independent risk factor for the development of atherosclerosis, joining the ranks of hypertension or high blood pressure, which we've talked about, smoking, which we've talked about, and hyperlipidemia, or high bad cholesterol, or low good cholesterol. All right? Homocysteine, important to remember that name. And in lecture number two on risk factors of cardiovascular disease, we covered this very briefly, but I'm expanding on it now. So the paradox is that we need homocysteine because we need to form those antioxidants, but we don't need it in large amounts, because if we do have it in large amounts, and again, why would we have it in large amounts? Nutrition, ladies and gentlemen. You're depleting nutrients that you need badly, and you're taking in nutrients that you don't need at all, or in excess that you don't need at all. And again, it comes down to everything we put in our mouths. Really. I don't know what more I can say to make you believe this. So, why do we need homocysteine? Well, I've alluded to that. Homocysteine is needed to make methionine's most useful metabolites, and these are cysteine and glutathione. And these two substances, cysteine and glutathione, are the body's two most powerful natural antioxidants. So remember, one of the theories of aging and developing the chronic diseases of aging is that we have too many oxidants in the bloodstream, which damage cellular membranes, initiate inflammation, and you get the development of plaque, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, stroke, Alzheimer's disease in the brain, diabetes, all of these things that we see plaguing human beings from age 45 and 50 and on. Although, unfortunately, type 2 diabetes has now become the nutritional disease of choice among teenagers because of their nasty eating habits. And you can blame the teenagers all you want, but it's the parents' fault. It really is, for not fostering proper nutritional habits. Excuse the digression. But in any case, we need the antioxidants to combat these oxidants so that you don't get cellular damage, you don't get inflammation, you don't get oxidative stress, and you don't get the diseases of chronic aging. So when this homocysteine is converted into cysteine and glutathione, I know this is very biochemical, but hang in there with me. When it's converted, two of the most powerful antioxidants are created, which really put a damper on this whole disease process. Very, very important. And along with that, for this chemical reaction to occur naturally, we really need an adequate intake of vitamins B6, B12, and folate, because those prevent the excess accumulation of homocysteine, and those vitamins are necessary to drive the chemical reaction to form the antioxidants. Our nutritional states depletes these most important vitamins because we don't take enough of them. And when we come back from the break, I'll explain why. Hang in there. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto. For the past 20 years, I've been helping men and women with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. So what better time than this summer to have the procedure? And I've got great news. This summer, I'm offering a special on follicular unit extraction. You've heard me talk about it. It's that revolutionary one-half-day procedure that gives you natural and permanent hair. No incisions, no downtime, no swelling, and no discomfort. With this summer special, you will get at least 250 grafts free as part of this cutting-edge hair restoration procedure. Now, depending on the size of the procedure, you might qualify for additional free grafts. So give me a call to find out if you are a candidate for this procedure and this offer. Some restrictions apply, and this offer only lasts through the summer. So call today to set up your consultation. That's 703-556-HAIR, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
Okay, we're back. We were talking about homocysteine as an independent risk factor for cardiac disease and the diseases of chronic aging. And again, to summarize, methionine is taken in through animal protein, dairy products. It's broken down into homocysteine, which then is broken down into cysteine and glutathione, two of the body's most powerful antioxidants. In order to make this process go smoothly, though, we need adequate intakes of vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and folic acid, or folate. Unfortunately, the American diet does not lend itself to this. Your nutritional habits are very, very poor, and unless you are supplementing, you're not getting enough B6, B12, and folate. So this homocysteine, we don't want it to stay in the blood for too long a period of time. We don't want it to accumulate. We don't want its levels to rise because it becomes toxic to the body, and this toxicity is expressed as plaque formation, stroke, cardiovascular disease, coronary artery disease, and peripheral vascular disease. And these are some of the things you really want to avoid when you should be enjoying your life and you should be in the best years of your life. So you want to avoid these chronic diseases of aging. And these are just little tips. I mean, what is the problem with taking a little more B6, B12, and folate to prevent this? What is the problem with decreasing your refined carbohydrate intake a little bit? These are easy, easy steps to help you live a much longer life. So homocysteine metabolism then is dependent upon B6, B12, and folate. Have I said it enough? Is it in your brain yet? And it's produced after eating methionine-containing foods, such as animal proteins and dairy products. The problem, again, is that the American diet is seriously low in the intake of nutrients required. Many people shun dark green leafy vegetables and whole grain products, which contain adequate amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid. The other problem, which you probably may not have thought of, is that any of you on chronic drug therapy are probably depleting these vitamins yourselves. And if you say, oh, not me, how many of you out there are on birth control pills? Birth control pills are notorious for depleting coenzyme Q10, the B vitamins, and folic acid. And when you're on birth control pills, you're on them chronically. So ladies, you're setting yourself up for nutritional deficiencies later on in life if you don't pay attention to this now. And a number of you are going to have high homocysteine levels that result in heart disease, and this could have totally been prevented. And I'm telling you this now, totally preventable, but you're not going to listen to me. I wish you would, because again, totally preventable. All right. Supplementation of B6, B12, and folate also work. If a patient comes to me and they have an elevated homocysteine level, and I measure it in all my patients, all right, first thing they go on is vitamin B supplementation and folic acid to get enough B6, B12, and folate. That homocysteine level comes right down. Give me a couple of weeks and I'll get you normal again. Right? We're just driving a chemical reaction in the right direction. It's chemistry 101. Supplementation does work. Now, if you dig deep into the research, we know that 10% of the population, so 10% of you suffer, and unknowingly at most of you don't know that you suffer from this because you don't have your homocysteine levels measured routinely, from an inborn error of homocysteine metabolism. And it's called homocystinuria. And that's just a term meaning there's a lot of homocysteine being excreted in your urine. So you're not converting the homocysteine into cysteine and glutathione due to a genetic defect. So people with this defect usually have 50 to 100-fold increase or elevation in homocysteine levels. And you excrete a lot of homocysteine in your urine. And this sets you up not only for heart disease, ladies and gentlemen, but for widespread arterial damage, osteoporosis. Believe me, you don't want that disease. You don't want to be frail and fractured for the rest of your life. Excess accumulation can cause mental retardation and cognitive impairment and different forms of eye disease when the homocysteine accumulates in the blood vessels near the eyes. So, ladies and gentlemen, all of you, really, go to your doctors. Be tested for homocysteine, especially if you're over 40 years of age. You need to know, and again, this is a chemical reaction which is totally reversible, and we can prevent the toxicity that homocysteine affords people who don't keep it in check. If you have a family history of heart disease, if you have a family history of smoking, if you're over 50, if you're menopausal, or if you're living a lifestyle that has little or no exercises, your chances of an elevated homocysteine are increased. Think about that. That's most of you right there. Family history of heart disease, smoking, being over 50, being menopausal, or living a lifestyle that has little to no exercise, I bet you your homocysteine levels are elevated. I dare you to come in and let me check them, and I'll show you how you can get them down real fast. Okay? This is not magic. This is not miraculous medicine. This is common sense. This is chemistry 101. Also, dietary sugar and a diet low in fresh fruits and vegetables help to increase homocysteine levels. Ooh, what have we been preaching all along? Decrease those refined carbs. Increase your diet, your amounts of quality protein in your diet. Increase your consumption of vegetables and some fresh fruits. And you can't go wrong. Grandma was right. It's all balance. So how do we measure? It's a simple blood test, ladies and gentlemen. All right? One tube of blood. No pain. Send it to the lab. Get our results in 24 to 48 hours. And if your homocysteine levels are elevated, we tweak your diet a little bit and institute supplementation with B6, B12, and folate. If you really, really want to do the whole thing, if we find they're severely elevated, then I'd probably run a DNA mapping on you to see if you're one of the 10% of the population that has a genetic defect, all right? Because then we really have to keep an eye on you, and we really have to institute therapy to make sure those homocysteine levels stay normal, because we don't want them to accumulate. Homocysteine elevation in the blood not only plays an important role as an indicator of heart blockages, heart attacks, and stroke, but get this, it also indicates advancing diabetes, kidney failure, sickle cell disease, cervical dysplasia, HIV, and cognitive impairment. And they've even found that it can predict the progression of some cancers. This is a very important marker in your blood, ladies and gentlemen. I can't say this enough. I mean, you know, there's widespread talk in the media about cholesterol and statins. That's because big pharma wants you to take their statins. Cholesterol means nothing anymore. Well, I shouldn't say it means nothing, but it's not a reliable predictor of what we're talking about. Yet homocysteine is. And there are others which other shows will be devoted to. But homocysteine is a very, very important indicator of heart disease. And I hope I'm getting this point across to you. All right? So if you think you're at risk, have your homocysteine levels measured. Okay? We can even measure your levels of B6, B12, folate, methionine, and cysteine. These are all measurable lab quantities that I can draw some blood and show you, look, you're deficient here, you're high here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because you can quickly remedy a high homocysteine level through supplementation with vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. So now you know more than 99% of the population knows, those of you who are listening, why homocysteine is so important. It's something not to be neglected. Just because it's a new word, just because it hasn't been publicized by Big Pharma, and Big Pharma will soon catch on, and I bet you they have pharmaceutical grade strength B6, B12, and folate, and they sell it for three times the amount that it's supposed to be sold for, and they tell you it's better than the stuff that you can get on the shelves. However, this is an important risk factor, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know it took the pharmaceutical industry years and years and years to figure out that when they're feeding you statins like candy and they want to put them in the water, it depletes the body's concentrations of coenzyme Q10, which is a very, very important enzyme in cardiac metabolism and energy for the cells. And they denied it, and they denied it, and they denied it. And finally now, they're finally coming around recommending CoQ10 when you take a statin. They're even selling them together. So this is how the pharmaceutical industry does things. They concentrate on a particular chemical reaction and ignore the rest. That's the way they make money. That's the way Big Pharma makes money. We have to look at the whole patient. And so I'm telling you, don't forget the word homocysteine. All right, now I'm not going to be here the next couple of weeks. We're going to rerun the whole cardiac risk factor, three episodes, and I will rejoin you again in the middle of July after my summer vacation, and we will discuss other risk factors and, for Andrew's sake, go into saturated fats. I wish you all the best, wish you a happy 4th of July weekend, and keep listening, because we're going to present some important stuff, and I'm going to start having guests on the show again, and experts in their field, and hopefully you'll get a lot out of it. So until I see you again, have a happy one. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.
Everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show. Tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 and 820 a.m. to hear the latest from the food and wine scene. We've got celebrity chefs, sommeliers, winemakers, and more all here to tell you about the inside skinny that you won't find anywhere else. That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday at 11.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here.
This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
Running Start, the nation's premier political leadership group for young women, will host a Young Women's Political Summit July 12th through the 14th at Georgetown University. The summit showcases elected leaders and dynamic speakers for a weekend of inspiration and training. Girls and young women aged 14 through 35 are welcome. Tickets are only $150 for this spectacular opportunity to get a running start on leadership. Google Running Start Summit and sign up today.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas. This is Federal News Radio, on the air at 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com. The only radio station in the world dedicated to serving the federal executive and government contractor. It's our mission to provide news and information that helps federal managers do their job better and help facilitate the business of government.
Federal News Radio talks to the people who make government work to build a sense of federal community, discuss best practices, and explore lessons learned. Every weekday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., Federal News Radio interviews federal newsmakers one-on-one to explain how their news affects agencies and contractors. The Washington, D.C. home of Navy athletics. Nights and weekends, WFED broadcasts all the action of the Navy midshipmen, George Washington Colonials, American University Eagles, Washington Nationals, and the Washington Capitals. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.